Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Went through an entertaining little exercise a couple weeks ago for an article I wrote for ProFootballReference.com on the greatest cornerbacks of all time. Well, there's some great ways to look at these guys, and we're going to discuss them and the players I chose coming up in just a moment here on the podcast.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And welcome to another episode where we're going to talk about some great football history. And today we're going to talk about an article that I freelanced for ProFootballReference.com. We'll get into that in just a moment. But before we do, let's make sure that you are aware of everything that's going on in the Pigpen. And one easy way to find out is our daily newsletter. So easy to sign up. Go to the show notes of this very podcast and sign up. Two simple questions, your email and your name. And you can unsubscribe at any time. Every day, 6:30 a.m. when you do subscribe, you will get all the information that's going on in the Pigpen. That's Pigskin Dispatch. That's Jersey Dispatch. That's our podcast, our audio drama, Orville Mulligan Sports Writer. And I'm also going to try to include some of these articles that I'm writing for other folks like Pro Football Reference and Baseball Reference and College Football Reference and any others that come up here, because I'm going to be writing around here, as well as some other news that's going on from the Pigpen. So make sure you do that. So let's get into this Pro Football Reference. My very first assignment, early March it came out, been almost a week and a half now. It was to write about the top 12 cornerbacks of all time. And of course, this is in Pro Football. This is ProFootballReference.com. And I'll have a link for that in the show notes so you can read that article yourself, because it's really, with the enhancements that Pro Football Reference has on each player, it's really remarkable, and I think you'll really want to do it. But so I had to go through and look at the cornerbacks of the greatest of all time. And it made me really stop and think, you know, how do you classify these gentlemen of who's the best is? You have different eras of football. You know, the early pro era. So let's say the 1920s through the 1940s. You had one system of passing, and the job of a cornerback was one thing. The defensive backs in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, it was a different job altogether than it was earlier in football, let's say. And now you compare that with the modern days of the 80s through today. Wow, they are really doing much differently things because of rule changes, scheme changes, formation changes by the offense, new defensive strategies and schematics and minds that are coming in and just doing all kinds of crazy things. So I said, you know, I really got to break these down so it's fair to everybody of all eras. Talk about a little bit about the elements of a job of a cornerback, and how can I show that with statistics that are shown on ProFootballReference.com and StatHead.com, another property of the sports reference sites. So I broke it down like this. I said, okay, the run stoppers, that's one big job that's happened in all eras. You know, who was the best tacklers of the cornerback position? The segment I called the returners and the burners. These are the guys that, once they got the ball in their hands on an interception or a fumble recovery, what'd they do with it? Could they get a lot of yardage returning it? What might happen there? Then I talked about a group called the Ball Hawks. These are the guys that had that nose for the football and had the picks, you know, the glamour statistic for defensive back. And then I went into talking about the guys that won awards, the guys with the hardware, who had the most all pros, who championships, any other defensive back awards that these cornerbacks would have held. So we went through these and I came up with a really nice list from all eras. The statistics brought me to this. And if you haven't had time to ever play with the statistics on StatHead or on the ProFootballReference.com or any of the sports reference sites, it's really amazing what they share and some of the sorting functions on the site itself. And then you can download them and do them in your own spreadsheets. And really, it's a lot of fun and hours of entertainment. And just some of these names that came up were, of course, Deion Sanders came up, Lem Barney, Jonathan Joseph, Ken Riley, and Dick LeBeau, and Dick Night Train Lane. They were teammates on the Detroit Lions back in the day. Champ Bailey is another one. Herb Adderley, Rod Woodson, Willie Brown. Just some tremendous, tremendous cornerbacks that we got to talk about. And just a lot of fun. Have a little bit of write-up on each one of them, a little bit of background. And, of course, the Pro Football Reference statistics pop right out at you with a little photo and, all their accolades and everything. It's really a tremendous way to post these. And the Pro Football Reference is starting blogs on each on Pro Football Reference. They have a blog coming out. But each of the sports reference are starting a blog post. And they have guest writers like myself that are coming in and freelancing and, using their data to do an assignment. And I've got a few more coming up here in the next few weeks, and we'll talk about those on some future podcasts. But make sure you go to the link on the show notes of this podcast and check it out and give me your feedback on it. Let me know what you think. Is there some people that I left off that list that maybe you would have? And give me some reasons why. PigskinDispatch@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me. And or leave the comments there on Pro Football Reference in their comment section. And love to hear from you. There is no wrong answers. That's the beauty of doing these talking about these great cornerbacks and position players and any statistical feature in football history. So make sure you check that out. And until next time, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that. Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.